So we ensure that we do our things according to the law.
Right. And you are part of the registration department. I mean, you head that department. Just give us an insight into, are people really complying in terms of coming over to LASA to register their businesses? Are they complying?
Yes. Many people are complying. We have the higher number of compliance than people that are not complying. And okay. That is why on daily basis, we go out to monitor the environment. We ensure that those people that have not complied, we talk to them and they do comply.
That's pretty interesting. Yes. All right, so all those big structures that we see in Lagos, most of them are registered with LASA. Is that what you're saying?
They're all registered with LASA. We have a team that goes out to monitor, to ensure our monitoring, compliance and enforcement department is in charge of going around during the day and at night to ensure that everything is in order. So if there's an illegal display or illegal installation, it's picked up immediately.
Right.
And the processes and procedures we undertake to ensure that the structure is removed.
All right. I know there was a question that came in from the listening audience last week. I'm trying to remember that. But how do you determine how much a client should pay when registering a sign? How do you determine that?
Oh, okay. For a business owner, we use the type of sign, very important. The type of sign, we have the flat sign, we have a freestanding sign, we have projecting sign, we have LED, we have wardrobe. Depending on the type of sign the clients want to have, we use the location equally. Location determines your rate.
Okay.
And the size of that sign that you want to have.
Right.
We have them in 1 square meter up to 3 square meter. We have them in ranges and in square meter.
Right.
So those are things that determine your rate.
And Mrs. Ayodele, how does an application process? How do you guys process it? And how long does it take in terms of the process that is involved for one to get the permit?
Thank you very much. The process begins by picking up an application from our head office. And then you put in some necessary documentation. You put in a pictorial representation. We call this a photo montage. The site location. Then you fill out. In filling out the form, you put in the size, the location, the sign type, whether it has two faces or one face, the type of sign you want. Those are some of the information you will fill on the form.
All right.
We assess this. We have to do a compulsory site inspection. In doing the site inspection, we take into consideration some existing factors that we see on around us when the inspection is done.
Okay.
Once this is concluded, this is called the Annexure 1 stage. This is the first application stage. At this stage, if there's an approval, you move on to the next stage where you pick up where the form is done for the second stage. It's called the Annexure 2 stage. Here we need more detailed information, where we have the structural drawings. If it's an LED sign, we'll have the lighting drawings. You know, we need an owner's consent if it's required, because this is a more thorough inspection.
Right.
Once this is approved, your approval letter, it will be issued to you. The process usually takes about 2 weeks, but sometimes it's a bit more complex because there are other factors that we need to consider.
Which is good. I mean, if it's just 2 weeks, it's still very much okay. I was thinking you're going to say the process will take like 6 months or that kind of thing.
Oh, no, not at all.
So 2 weeks is just guaranteed. Okay, good. All right, so can you give us some names? Just give us some names of these boards that we see around Lagos that are registered with LASA. Can you give us some of them?
We have what we call the 48 sheet. We have the 96 sheet. We have the LED structures. We have the unipole. For the unipoles, you can have portrait or landscape. And then we have our wall drapes. We have iconic structures. We have built bridge panels. We have quite an array of signage types, actually.
And of course, you talk about some of those signs and how much a client should pay earlier on when registering.
Yes, please.
Okay, then let's begin to take this home this morning. Run us through a typical assessment process. Okay, anyway, give us that right now. But what happens when a client puts up a signage without following due process or putting in an application? What do you guys do?
Well, such a client, we will approach the client, as I've mentioned earlier, and we take them through our registration process, and we give them the application form to complete. They need to give us their name, their details, what they want to do, the sizes of those signs they would like to have.
Right.
And please, I want me to emphasize that a client that want to have more than one location can actually apply together.
Okay.
So
for more than one location.
Yes.
For instance, one at Yanapaja, one at Ipeja, another at Victoria Island.
Yes, they can apply together.
You can process all of them at once.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they will get their approval immediately.
Okay.
Within 10 weeks. I'm sorry, 2 weeks.
All right.
Yes.
Well, because of time, really, not really our friend, and when we're having this program, so that we can always expand the discourse. The question I was trying to remember, which a listener put to us, that was last week, was a billboard around the Osborne area, descending from the bridge, he said, which was held by a rope. He says it was falling off, I think, and it was a very big billboard. And it got the attention of Lassa. Okay, so I hope you guys can visit that location and see what's going on. But in parting and in departing the program this morning, what's your message and your contact points, your contact numbers for those who want to ask you one or two questions after the program? What are the numbers?
Okay, we are at number 33, Mobolaji Johnson Avenue, Eleganza, and at 25 branches in Lagos State, especially inside the local government offices.
Right.
Our email is info@lassa.com and our telephone number 090-8801-9304 or 090-8801-9304.
Okay. All right. So we leave it at that this morning.
Sorry, can I emphasize equally that the branch offices have their telephone numbers and we can access them through our website.
Oh, all right.
www.lassa.com.
All right.
All the addresses can be
accessed through the website.
Yes.
All right then.
Yes, we're on social media.
Right.
Lassa Capital Letter on Facebook, on Twitter at Lassa Online, on Instagram Lassa_online, and LinkedIn Lassa Online.
All right, then. I've been speaking with two beautiful women in the studio this morning. Mrs. Olamide Oyegoke, who is Head Business Development Unit for Lassa, and Buki Ayodele. Both of them coming to talk to us about Lassa and, of course, how you can register with that agency. I'm sure we'll feature them very, very soon and expand the discourse much beyond the studio so that you can also ask them one or two questions. But thank you so much, madam, for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
A brief break. When we return, we'll do our birthday profile for celebrities.